This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Work on the transition of Gillette College from its former college district began this past Saturday. Trustees from the new Community College District and Northern Wyoming Community College District met in Buffalo and agreed to a set of shared values to form the foundation of their relationship as the transition continues. All parties at the meeting agreed that respect, transparency, and communication will be key to a successful transition. An update on the agreement will hopefully be presented at the board's next regular meeting in November. If you're looking for a furry family member of the feline variety, might take a trip to the Gillette Animal Shelter as it celebrates National Black Cat Day today. The shelter is lowering adoption fees on all black cats and kittens. The shelters open from 1 to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has seen its lowest unemployment rate in nearly 2 years. In September, the rate dropped to 3.4%, down from 4.6% in August and the lowest since October of 2019, when the rate was 3.4%. That number is also a significant decrease from last September, when the employment rate was 7.5%. Campbell County had the third largest drop behind Natrona and Sweetwater counties. Campbell County has now surpassed 100 deaths due to COVID-19. 5 virus-related deaths recorded on Tuesday bring the county death toll to 104 since the pandemic began. 3 of those 5 deaths involved patients who were not known to have health conditions, putting them at increased risk of severe illness from the virus. The number of active cases in Campbell County has decreased in recent weeks, but the number of hospitalizations remains high. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.